Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Show. You can be part of it.
You can.
All you have to do is dial in here toll free. Oh, not toll. Not toll free.
No, there's going to be some toll.
No.
There's going to be some toll.
Yeah. Our number is 603-283-6160. Actually, most people aren't going to pay a dime to call that number anymore. I mean, long distance is free on pretty much every cell phone package.
For whom the phone tolls.
603-283-6160. We were talking about Nancy Pelosi, and I don't like talking about politicians. I want to make sure that I preface this because, man, I just can't stand listening to talk radio generally because it's all about politicians. You tune into any old talk show and within 10 seconds, they've dropped some name.
Well, then you can tell some of our listeners, too, who call in, you know, semi-regularly or whatever, that they've been listening to this other talk radio where all they talk about is politicians.
You know what? Where's Jerome, man? I don't think he called last week. Did Jerome call last week?
I don't think he did.
I hope Jerome's all right. But, yeah, some people are obsessed with politicians, and I find them to be completely uninteresting and ugly and completely awful human beings. I don't generally like to talk about them. But when somebody leaves a severed pig's head on one of their doorsteps, or in this case in front of her garage door, that to me is worth a mention, you know? And not only leaving a severed pig's head, but also graffitiing across her garage. Now, look, I am generally against destruction of private property, but when it happens to a politician, I really don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I really wouldn't care if the house caught on fire and burned down. And I don't care. I'm not saying that because she's a Democrat. I wouldn't care if it was a Republican.
Right. I think it's important to point out the reason why a person might not care in this particular instance. Because politicians themselves are tyrants.
Right.
Right. They are the ones who are ordering people to do their bidding. And if they don't go along with whatever they decide they want people to do, why, then their armed thugs will, of course, you know, punish them in some way, shape, or form by threatening to throw them in a cage, throwing them in a cage, or if they resist, killing them.
Yeah. Now, I am personally against using violence.
Right.
I don't want to see violence used as a tool against even the politicians. You know, they've done some horrifying things to people, but that said, I don't think you should lower yourself to their level, which is to use violence back. To me, that's a no-no. But to destroy their stuff, I got no problem with it. Same reason, like, when those cops came to that French rave on New Year's Eve and they set the cop's car on fire. Again, as long as there's no one sitting inside the car, no problem. I have no issue with something like that happening. Because these people, everything they have, they stole. Everything.
True. Yes.
They have.
Yes.
Because that's how government works. I mean, that's the whole idea.
Government doesn't create anything. It doesn't manufacture anything. It doesn't really provide you. Everything that they have is taken from somebody else first. They and their buddies take a huge chunk off the top for themselves, and then the rest of it they give to whatever it is that they purport to do.
Isn't the true story of Robin Hood that he wasn't stealing from the rich, but in point of fact was stealing from the state, from the government? Yeah, I got no problem with that. Reappropriate those things and give them back to the people.
Yep.
In this case, I am interested in talking about this a little bit more, specifically the message that is tagged onto her
What's
garage.
The message?
It says 2K stricken through.
Right.
So $2K.
Obviously talking about the stimulus package. Mm-hmm.
Stricken through. And then after that, it says cancel rent. Now, that suggests we're dealing with some leftists.
Right. Right. Some Antifa or something.
Yeah. Now, they also use the circle A symbol, so suggesting that they're could mean Antifa. Yeah. But it looks like an anarchy symbol, right?
The black bloc and Antifa and those types, but I don't even know where these names come from, but those folks claim to be anarchists. And perhaps they are in the respect that they want the state to end. But more time, more often than not, when the left-leaning anarchists speak, they're just anti-corporation.
Yeah.
And pro-government.
Well, they're anti this state, but they want their own state.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but more so anti-capitalism, which, you know, depending on the definition, they could have an argument for. But generally speaking, you know, if you talk to them about free trade, they'll start calling you your dirty capitalist pig.
Yeah. I want to take this aside here. One of our chatters at chat.lrn.fm in our Matrix server, Burrito Supreme Court Jester, writes, "Everything they have they stole means what they have belongs to the taxpayers, so destroying quote-unquote government property is still an act of aggression." I disagree. Because there's no way to determine to whom it belongs
right.
after they have stolen it. It is stolen. It's gone. They took it. It's now in the possession of a criminal gang. You know, money is fungible, right? So it's hard to say what's theirs and, you know, or what's yours or what's somebody else's. So if you can reappropriate some of that, I got no problem with it. If you want to, you know, burn a police station down again, as long as there's no one inside,
well,
no problem.
And there's nothing to say, particularly in this instance, that a person or persons, whoever did this vandalizing, is not acting in some way out of self-defense.
In the case of Pelosi?
Yeah. Or anybody, right? Anybody who takes some action against the state, right? We've mm-hmm. talked about on this program before, like, you know, where's the law, the line between, you know, violating the non-aggression principle and, you know, violence against statists, right? Because at some point, it's all self-defense,
yeah.
right? Because the state is the aggressor. And so if they're responding to some aggression by the state, well, then they're acting in self-defense, and that's a justified thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's self-defense to do this, but it is definitely worthy. I mean, I have no objection to it. I don't have a problem. To me, this woman is, just like every other politician, the lowest of scum.
Now, there's some, the bit that I wanted to say about this was I saw something on the interwebs where folks were claiming that this vandalism was staged. And the reason they're saying that is there's a couple of things. One thing.
Well, it was definitely staged. It had fake blood, apparently.
Right. The one thing that sticks out that folks were zooming in on was the right-hand edge of the garage. If you're facing the garage door,
yeah.
the right-hand edge of it where the circle of the Circle A.
Oh, yeah, there's another Circle A there.
Where you would think that, like, the spray paint or whatever they used mm-hmm. would carry over onto the brick. It looks like somebody taped it off so that it didn't spray and then ripped the tape off after it was done.
Because it's not on the brick, is what you're saying.
Because it's not on the brick, right? It'd be real easy to just paint over the white garage door, right, to make it go away. But cleaning that off of brick might be a little more difficult. That's
an interesting theory.
I'm not taking any sides on whether or not that's true.
Yeah.
I just found it interesting.
Yeah, yeah. That is an interesting theory. The number here is 603-283-6160. The other part of the message says, "We want everything." And again, I'm not really sure what that means. Does that mean they want all of the things the government has? It's not real clear.
I mean, what I would say that would, if I were writing this, which I didn't, what that would mean to me was I would like to keep everything I earn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if there's a product or service that I feel that I want, need, or desire,
mm-hmm.
then I can go and get it of my own volition.
And if there's a charity that's providing a community service that you want to support,
yeah.
you can choose.
I can donate to it.
And as it turns out, that's actually the best way to help people is to actually let the marketplace come yes. to their aid. And rather than having, because a lot of people on the left, they really believe that the government is there to help people. It's what they really believe.
Where did they get that idea from? I mean, all
they
evidence
they were taught it in school.
Points to the contrary.
They're not paying attention to the evidence. They're okay. just paying attention to the fantasy. The fantasy of, if only we could get in charge of this, then we could make this work the way it should work. We could help the needy. We could help the infirm, help the elderly. The things that, you know, are not bad things to want to do, right? There's nothing wrong with wanting to help people.
Right, absolutely.
But what's wrong is using violence and the threat of violence as your means
right.
with the purported ends of actually helping people. Because then you're just hurting people,
right.
you know, before you help other people. So it's not untrue that some people are helped by government programs. That's definitely true.
Right.
But it's also true that there's a ton of fraud, there's a ton of waste, there's a ton of bureaucracy.
And it's not voluntary.
Yeah, and a ton of overhead, and it's not voluntary, and it's piss poor managed, and yeah. It needs to stop. If you actually care about people, you should want to abolish the state entirely and not replace it with anything.
Correct.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. On the way here tonight, you've got another New Year's Eve story that you just found, Captain Pickass.
It contains hypocrites.
Yeah, politicians, in fact. And New York City, coming up.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
invited if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about vandalization that happened at Nancy Pelosi's house, which I was making the comment that I don't care. Doesn't bother me if somebody does something like that. And we've got a caller on the line that wants to discuss that. We're going to get into it.
Ooh.
Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome on the way. Isn't Pelosi, isn't she San Francisco?
I don't know.
I don't pay close attention.
I know she's old.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
then and ugly.
Most politicians are.
Yeah, and horrifying as a human being.
Yeah.
But San Francisco, lockdown. Now extended indefinitely. We can tell you about that.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Nobody could have ever seen that coming.
First things first, we are going to the phones and your calls and thoughts. By the way, we've got somebody in our Twitch chat says calling themselves Mask Up Karens, saying, this is some sort of local radio show in New Hampshire. No, we are based in New Hampshire, but we're heard all across the United States.
We're nationally syndicated.
Yeah,
so.
This show is heard on over 185 radio stations across the week. We're on every single night of the week. So if you're new to the program, welcome to it. Thanks for tuning in.
Indeed.
By the way, we do have feeds on Twitch and DLive. So you can go to dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm. You can find us streaming live almost every night. We didn't stream on Thursday night because we weren't here. We had a pre-recorded show on that night.
Yeah, if David from New Mexico calls in, I got a bone to pick with him.
You had to summon him, didn't you? He's probably going to call
in. Wait. Well, no, I mean, it was pretty obvious that he is not a listener. He's only a caller.
I don't know. I think he may actually listen. That's a good point.
I have evidence that suggests
you may be right
that he, at least on Thursday, was not listening and only calling.
DiviProject.org. It is a website to go and learn about Divi. It's another one of many cryptocurrencies. There are a lot of choices out there in the world of cryptocurrencies. This one's programmed by a bunch of liberty-minded folks over at DiviProject.org. They've made it super easy to run your own masternode. So if you've ever been interested in doing a masternode for crypto, there's no easier way to do it than running a Divi masternode. And you can learn about how to do that over DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. Link into their Telegram channel and connect directly with the Divi team. If you've got questions, they can help. Also, you can purchase Divi straight from the team. That's the best way to do it what they call over-the-counter, where you avoid going on exchanges and pushing up the price as you make purchases on exchanges. It's the best way to do it. DiviProject.org. We go to Larry. He's in South Carolina, listening to WQXL there in Columbus. Go ahead, Larry. You're on with Free Talk Live.
Howdy, Ann. I guess that's proof of your national syndication, being from South Carolina.
Indeed, there we are.
The only way I'd ever hear from you.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
I've been listening to you guys for about probably 6 to 8 months.
All right.
And
thank you.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with a lot of what you say. I do like the point of view, and I do like just listening to somebody different.
Thanks.
The one thing that really does bug me, and I hear you guys say it a lot, is about the vandalism of government buildings, especially police stations. And I get your point of view. I'm not even going to argue that point of view, but I'm just wondering if you think about the consequences of the fact that those police stations hold records of criminal activity and evidence of criminal activity. And are you okay with people burning places that have evidence, whereas rapists, murderers, embezzlers, and so forth are going to get set free because the evidence is gone?
Well, first of all, if the police actually were caught up on testing the rape kits that they've collected, then that might help a little bit. Plus, a lot of the evidence is being stored digitally, so presumably there are backups of those sorts of things. But look, it's hard for me to really be that concerned about what happens to the police because of the way they're not concerned about our freedoms and our liberties. I mean, if the police were actually out there as defenders of freedom, if the police were actually acting as peace officers, if they were acting as peace officers instead of just sort of automatons,
automatons, yeah.
Robotic enforcers of all these stupid laws that these politicians have passed that result in just freedoms being stripped away from people out there. It's the cops that are out there destroying people's lives and destroying businesses. It used to be bad enough that they were enforcing things like the war on drugs against innocent, peaceful people. Now they're enforcing things like COVID crackdowns and mask mandates and things like that. So if all they were doing was actually enforcing crimes with victims like murder and rape that you pointed out, then I would not be calling for things, and I wasn't calling for it. I was just saying, hey, I don't really care if you do it.
Right.
But I wouldn't say, hey, you know, I don't care about that. I'd be like, oh, well, that's a concern because the police are actually out there helping people. And, yeah, from time to time, they do go after a real criminal, and I will applaud them on the rare occasion, you know, that they're actually out there doing that. But it seems like most of the things they do are just trying to, you know, collect revenue from people and lock up innocent, peaceful people.
Well, I disagree with a vast majority of what you said.
Oh, yeah? Are you a police officer?
I actually work for... Yes, actually, I am. And
surprise!
I would like to say that... and no, we are not enforcing all those things in our particular town.
Really? Oh, good
for
you.
Does not have a financial mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And if they did...
Do you ever enforce...
walk away.
Do you ever enforce a law that doesn't have a victim?
That does not have a victim.
Yeah, by
if
this,
you're enforcing something, there's a victim.
By this, I mean where no person, no person or property was harmed.
There's no complaining party.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess that you're saying speeding is a victimless crime until somebody hits somebody.
Correct.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Jaywalking.
See, and I would disagree with you.
Jaywalking.
By speeding. No, I would. I've never gotten anybody in jaywalking.
Okay, if my taillight is out, did I hurt anybody? No, nope, sure
if you're,
didn't. If I don't have insurance, did I hurt anybody? Nope, sure didn't.
That's fine. So you're willing to let go murders and rapists and have places vandalized?
No.
Because you don't like how do you, being enforced.
How do you jump from victimless crimes?
You just said that.
How do you jump from victim? You enforcing victimless crimes?
No, you just said you don't mind if they vandalize the places. Well, guess what? Most evidence can't be digitally stored.
Well, since you're a police officer, how does it feel to be the armed thug that enforces the will of politicians? Do you enjoy that?
I feel fine, and I sleep fine at night with the job I do.
Yeah? Because you, sir, are part of a gang.
Well, that's your opinion, but it's not mine.
Oh, it's a fact. You can put the definition of gang up against...
And I think you're an anarchist that doesn't care about your neighbor.
You can put the definition of gang up against your profession along with any other street gang that exists.
And I can put up your definition of anarchy as somebody doesn't give a crap about what happens to their neighbor.
Well, that's not
true
at all.
That's not true at all.
The reason I oppose police violence and police abuse is because I do care about what happens to people.
Absolutely.
I don't just stand by when the cops, like you, pull people over and threaten them. I will come over, as we've done it. We've done it multiple nightcaps, for instance, when we hung out in downtown Central Square and we're partying for 36 weeks in a row here in Keene. Whenever the cops would pull someone over within our visual vicinity, we would all walk over there, pull out our video cameras, and record that situation. If the people wanted it, I would always ask them, like, hey, do you mind if we keep an eye on this? And they would say yes. Now, Larry, I don't know if you're on the job right now. If you got to run, I understand. If you want to stay, I'll keep you on. It's up to you. It's your call. So stand by or not. It's up to you. The number here is 603-283-6160. But the whole reason that I do this is because I care about people.
Right.
And I don't want to see them being abused.
Yeah, I wouldn't be blabbing on the radio nationwide if I didn't care.
And I don't want to see them hurting peaceful people and putting them in prison cells and filling prisons with peaceful, innocent folks who've never harmed another person.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I'm Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Oh. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators say they will challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on January 6th to certify that vote. Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would be leading the challenging block. The group is calling for a 10-day audit of the results in disputed states. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is one of those challenging the results and tells Fox News that the move is about making sure that voters can be confident in the electoral system.
There are ways for us to approach this. This is one of them. We should get answers to this. The American people should be able to trust in their electoral system, and the Electoral College is a vital part of our process, and this will be the opportunity that we have to weigh in.
This is USA Radio News. Iran has alerted a UN nuclear watchdog that it will begin enriching uranium up to 20% as soon as possible, putting that country's nuclear program closer to making weapons-grade material. The announcement comes as the one-year anniversary of the killing of one of Iran's top generals in a drone strike in Iraq approaches. Officials have been worried about possible retaliation from Iran as the anniversary approached. The decision from the Iranians appears to be an attempt to gain some relief from international sanctions as well as influence the policy of the incoming Biden administration. And the Coast Guard has suspended its search for a boat heading to Florida with 20 people aboard. Authorities say the vessel left the Bahamas on Monday and was planning to make the about 50-mile journey to Lake Worth, Florida. After receiving reports that the boat had never arrived, the Coast Guard searched for 3 days for the missing vessel before suspending the search Friday. The Coast Guard says the search could resume if new information on the boat's whereabouts is received. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
Welcome back. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. All you have to do is dial in. Our number is 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, you've got Ian and the Reverend Captain Kickass. And don't forget, you can check out Captain Kickass on his website, LordKickass.com.
LordKickass.com.
Where you can go. Like that. Now, I know you've put some song parodies up there over the years. In fact, a couple recently.
Yes.
You've uploaded that are related to COVID.
Two recently.
So check those out. You can listen to them for free. You can also download them. One of them you can download free. The other one is...
It's a dollar. They're all a dollar. You can get whole discography. I don't remember what it is, like $8, $10, something like that.
I'm curious. Did you link to the COVID song sheet anywhere there?
I'm not able to do so. The URL just redirects to the preset Bandcamp page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't gotten nerdy with the actual website yet.
So if you want to get the COVID song lyrics that we talked about, the COVID carols, you can go to freekeen.com and scroll down a little bit there, right there, or just search COVID carols.
I posted them on my social media as well.
Sweet.
So
thank you for doing that.
Indeed.
Check those out. Captain Kickass, incredibly talented parody artist. You can check him out at lordkickass.com. We're going to go back. Larry stuck with us, so I appreciate that.
Let's talk to him.
It's an important conversation to have, and thank you, Larry, for staying here. You are a police officer, and just tell us a little bit about your experience.
Just to be perfectly clear, I'm no longer an active police officer. I am now basically a third-class police officer. So
what's that
I don't
mean?
Patrol.
What does a third-class mean?
A third-class just means I'm an administrative person.
Oh, so you're like a captain or something that kind of does...
I don't have a gun anymore.
Oh. What's the role that
I'm
you
I'm basically
you
retired.
So what do they have you doing? What do you do at, you know, when you go to work?
Well, you won't like it, but most of the time I actually test drug evidence.
Oh, yeah, definitely don't like that.
Okay.
I mean, you want to talk about the idea.
I actually disagree with the law, too, but that's not my point.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're on the same page on this. So you actually want to see the
law. I disagree with the law, but as long as it's the law, then if you do it, just be willing to pay the price.
Well, now, you do have discretion, right? So, like, if you were out there as an enforcement agent, you could look the other way on drug cases, couldn't you?
Basically, it's legalized in our state without being legalized.
Wait, well, not all drugs. It? What do you mean, it?
What do you think?
Well, we were talking about the war on
marijuana.
Drugs. No. Okay, that's only half the war on drugs. There's still a bunch of other drugs.
Right.
Those have not been legalized in South Carolina. And when you say, wait, you're in South Carolina. Did they actually do legalization down there? I don't remember hearing about that.
I just said it's legalized without being legalized.
Okay, tell me
even if you watch LAPD, even if you watch live PD, when they catch these guys, they just take it from them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the equivalent of the...
The worst you're going to get is a ticket. Now, if you've got 100 pounds of it, you're going to jail.
Okay, so it hasn't actually been decriminalized at the state level, but the officers are just like, we don't want to deal with this anymore?
If you've got somebody with a bad attitude, I can promise you that they will prosecute whatever they're going to prosecute.
Yeah. So
if you're cool about it, I don't know of anybody else that...
Okay, cares. So that's discretion there. So that's a good example of the police using discretion and not enforcing a bad law that's on the books.
I'm concerned about the part where, like, if you have a bad attitude, you're going to get arrested. Like, if somebody's not doing anything where they're, you know, if somebody's doing something but they're not harming an individual or somebody's property, and then somebody in a uniform with a badge and a gun comes up to confront them about it, why do you think they're going to have a good attitude?
Well, again, if you want to make somebody's job hard, if you go to a customer service person in a store and you have a complaint about a product, and you're a total asshole, do you think they're going to do the best they can to help you?
So the difference is that in a store, they have the right to refuse service, right? With the police, it's different because...
You have the right to refuse service. Don't carry drugs.
No, but see, I can't choose another police department if a police department does a crappy job. I don't get a report card every year.
It's law in the books, but we're way, way, way off the original point.
Which was?
Vandalism. So do you consider vandalism a victimless crime?
Not if it has an actual victim who's a human being. I mean, the government bureaucracy is not a human being.
So, to your point...
Well, you said you were okay with Nancy Pelosi in McConnell's house.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Is that victimless?
To your point, there was harm to property, so that would technically be a crime.
Yeah, but I don't care about it because it's politicians, and they're not humans.
So... Any politician is not human to you.
They're heartless scum. Scum of the earth who hate people, and they're almost all of them are sociopaths. I'll give one pass. If it happened to Ron Paul, I would say that's bad. Leave Ron Paul alone. But the rest of them, screw them.
Huh.
Yep.
So you know all your local and all my local politicians, all my state politicians. And you know they're all
I'll give some of the state politicians a pass too, because we actually do have some pretty freedom friendly folks here in New Hampshire. But at the federal level, every single last one of them, absolute scum of the earth.
That's interesting.
Yeah. What do you think they're good people? Do you think they're good people?
Good to know your view on any type of government whatsoever.
Yeah. Do you think politicians at the federal level are actually good people?
I don't know them.
You don't need to. I can tell you. You pretty much have to be a sociopath or a psychopath in order to want that kind of position of power over other human beings, Larry.
I think some of them are, but...
You think some of them?
Do this blanket statement thing?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're just...
I'm just curious. If you did away with all governance like you guys want to do, then what is governance? What?
No, no, no. So you're confusing the organization of government with the word governance. You can have governance at a voluntary level. You cannot when you have the organization known as government, which claims a monopoly on
what
the initiation of violence.
What is governance at a voluntary level?
Private security?
Yeah.
Right. So when your private security harms me, then I suppose I can take it out on you.
Well, your private security service would argue with my private security service, and they would hash it out.
Well, no, you cause me harm. I'll just come over and vandalize your place. It seems to be the norm.
Well, here's the thing. If you actually try to destroy somebody's property, you might find yourself at the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, not to mention, too, if my property was vandalized and I called the police, the odds of them showing up in a timely fashion or even preventing it, very, very low.
They have no obligation to show up, unlike a private service where you actually would have a contract and they would actually be promising to provide a certain level of service in that contract. You don't get that with the government police. When the government, when you call the government.
How do you enforce any type of grievance?
Well, that's a good question, and you know, this is actually a pretty deep question of how do we transition from having a one-size-fits-all monopoly system to a market system where there's actually competition in the marketplace. And we're just talk show hosts, so we don't know exactly how that would look, but I would say more competition is generally a better thing, don't you, Larry?
It depends on who's the competing interest and who's paying for the competition.
The bottom line for me...
Do you think Google, Facebook, Instagram, all these companies, they're all different companies, but there's no competition.
Well, I mean,
they control everything that's said on all of them.
Yeah, but you could still start your own search engine. You could start your own social network anytime you want.
Go ahead, try.
You could. I mean, there's actually...
It's like trying to start your own automobile company.
We actually started our own chat server.
Fortune.
We started our own chat server. It didn't cost anything, really. I mean, I paid my tech guy to put it online. There's actually decentralized open source alternatives to things like Facebook that you can go and download and spin up your own server to do at a relatively low cost. It's just that whether someone wants to do that or not is another question, how serious they are about it. But you can compete with Google and Facebook if you want to. It's not an easy thing, but
I know there are
but circling
competitive
back,
people. But that's
Larry, hang on a minute. Circling back to... I just want to circle back to the answer to your question is, in the absence of government, people will provide whatever products and services the government is not providing. Because if it has any value, somebody's going to step in and create a business that has a product or service that fills that need, if it has value.
If it's what people want.
Yes.
And people I know, they don't want to be harassed by a bunch of gun-toting people who are threatening them for not harming peaceful people. Larry, it's been an interesting conversation. Feel free to call anytime with the perspective. I do appreciate it.
Agreed. Yes, I appreciate it.
I appreciate the conversation. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
And yes, indeed, you've joined Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here on our Saturday night episode. In case you don't know, we do this thing 7 nights per week.
7 nights.
7 to 10 at night, Eastern time, every night. And if you missed an episode, like, say, our very special New Year's Eve episode.
That was such a fun episode.
It was really a good one.
Yeah.
Even though we couldn't take any phone calls because it was pre-recorded, we had a blast. So go and grab those anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. The episodes, the archives, they're free. The entire website, actually, free. Now, you can contribute to the show like Gaylord has done. He is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning that Gaylord contributes $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations so we can have more conversations like the last one. I mean, it's interesting to have people who have a differing opinion call in and share theirs with us, especially when they are the police. Every now and then we'll get a real cop calling in here, and it's interesting.
I like that he's listening to the program a lot, and I'm glad. And, you know, not everybody agrees with everything that we say here.
So of course not. That's
that,
why,
you know, I mean,
why we're
you
here.
Wouldn't be an individual if you did.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I understand what it's like to be stuck inside of the belief system that the state is good, that the state provides, you know, these services that are, you know, in some ways holy to people. You know what I mean? They treat them as if they're deities and that kind of a thing.
Right. He actually doesn't think politicians are scum of the earth at the federal level.
I mean,
how you could, like, get to be as old as he is and not think that way is just bewildering to me.
I can only ask people to examine the evidence. That's what
If you start actually paying attention to what they do.
If you look at the evidence of what government actually does, what's the outcome of the system versus what you're taught the system is supposed to do. You'll find that they are two very, very distinctly different things.
I mean, has Nancy Pelosi ever created value in her entire life?
I'm not aware of it.
Isn't she like a career politician?
I don't know.
Because I know that, like, Joe Biden is.
Yeah.
His whole life has been sent people like Barack Obama, so I suspect she's probably the same way. She's just been in quote-unquote public service, which just means being a parasite. That's what these people are. They're parasites who don't actually create anything worthwhile. They destroy. They tax. They regulate.
And they do it on your dime.
Yeah. And they steal from you, and it's sick. And it needs to end. Unfortunately, it's not going to end tomorrow. But that's, you know, part of the reason we're here is to talk about ending the idea of the state.
Well, and I think things would go horribly wrong if, you know, the plug was just pulled one day.
You know, right? I'll take it.
I'll take it.
It's never going to happen that way.
No, and the way it's going to happen is it's going to be out-invented, in my opinion. So, you know, we're just waiting for that day to come. We've seen infrastructure, stuff like Bitcoin, the blockchain. You know, this can replace bureaucracy on a large level.
I'll go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Esther is on the line. She's in Kansas. Esther, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina and the Captain.
I was listening. Tonight's the first time I've heard y'all.
Welcome.
And I just was turning on the radio, and you were there. And
where are you calling from in Kansas? Where in Kansas are you?
Which I was quite shocked. But
where in Kansas, Esther? Where are you at?
I'll just say southeast Kansas.
All right,
okay?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Does that help?
Yeah, what were you calling about?
Well, the main thing I'm calling about is sleep. I've had family, friends, know many, many, has been involved, still is, in all kinds of law enforcement. What you said, at least in our area, is not right. They are not out there to be mean, like you said, and to do a lot of things. If I were you, I would be wondering, what are you going to do when you really want a policeman? Are you going to talk to him like you talked about him tonight? Because the day comes, you may really need one. And they're not all like what you said by a long shot. Some of them are very compassionate. And, yes, why don't you ride, if you haven't, you need to ride quite a few times with the police.
I actually have.
To see what
you can actually through. You can actually go and search for the Free Keene YouTube channel, look for Keene Police Ride Along, and you'll find about an hour, 50 minutes or so video of me and Sam Dodson and my girlfriend at the time, Julia, riding along with I think he was then a Lieutenant Shane Maxfield. I believe he's one of the captains now in the Keene Police. And it's a full, you know, lengthy video where we talk about various different issues, and Maxfield is an interesting guy. Because, you know, he's actually against the war on drugs. And
I'm not trying to be rude, sir, but I couldn't watch it. I don't have a computer.
Okay.
I don't have a smartphone.
Well, just letting
I don't
you
have
know.
Any of that
that's
to
fine.
Watch.
That's
I
fine.
Have known. I
was
know
just
very
letting
close
you know.
Family members
Esther.
Been involved in this. And
Esther.
It is what you're saying, really, it's not right. I
okay.
know there are some bad, but on the whole, the police are not like that. And
okay.
the violence you say of burning down police stations and police cars. That is a crime. Taxpayers.
It's a crime to put peaceful
that.
People behind bars. It's a crime against humanity. And I just want
I
to point out.
I know all about that, sir. I'm tell you, I have been very involved in this. And I will tell you this. I'm not arguing. I agree with that. Larry, I appreciate him for what he said. But I'm telling you,
I don't want you to hang up. I want to have a conversation with you. Can we talk?
Call my radio station and ask them to drop you.
Well, that's fine. Can we have a conversation, or are you just going to, like, say a thing and then hang up the phone? Are you going to just say a thing and just go away, or do you want to actually talk?
Yes, I am. No, I am. I heard Larry.
So you're a coward.
I heard what you said to him.
You're a coward.
You're afraid of conversation?
Because you got it in your mind. All police are horrible.
Esther, you're afraid of conversation?
That's not what I said.
They are compassionate.
Esther, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. You're lying. You misunderstood, and you don't want to have. Do you want to have a conversation? Because I'm happy to talk to you. I didn't say all police are horrible.
I just wanted you to know that I do.
Okay.
I do not agree with.
Well, good
what
riddance.
Said,
all right, out of you. Adios. You don't want to have a conversation? That's fine. She's got her opinion. Sure, her mind is made up. I didn't say all police are horrible.
Nope.
I said that when the police are doing the right thing, I will applaud them.
Yes.
And I have. And not only that, I've assisted the police in certain investigations involving real crimes. There was the Pumpkin Fest riots that happened here in 2014 mm-hmm. where a ton of drunken college students were in the streets destroying some property. And I got some video footage of some of this happening. And I assisted in that investigation because what those some of those students did was wrong. Now, mind you, the students were in the streets in the first place because the police put them in there by raiding day parties and ruining people's fun. So ultimately, it was kind of the police's fault. But that doesn't make it okay what they were doing, like which was, in this case, throwing full beer bottles and full cans of beer at each other and littering all over people's front lawns on the one of the college streets. I mean, they were just absolutely destructive. And that's not okay, right? Like, so just because the police treat you bad doesn't mean you get to go and destroy somebody's property.
Right.
Like somebody who's not a cop, somebody who's not part of the state. So I've actually assisted. If I knew if somebody was, like, committing a murder or an arson or a rape and I'd witnessed something, I would have no problem giving a report about something like that.
And to both Larry and Esther's point, they are the only organization in town with which you can do things like that.
Yeah.
So, because they have a monopoly.
That's
now,
right.
Now, what I disagree with Esther about, and I wish she was willing to have a conversation instead of being a butthead about it, but she doesn't seem to be able to differentiate between people and an organization, right? Mm. So, my problem is not with people, it's with the organization known as government, right? The organization known as the police. Right, because they're the same thing. They're both the same type of organization. They're a government organization. They are paid for by taking, thieving money from people in the form of taxation. Right, so they don't create anything. They don't, make anything. They first take money from people, and then they give it. They take a big chunk off the top, and then they give it to these other organizations, such as the police, for example. And then they go, okay, well, you guys go out and you do this stuff. Right, and the police, unless they exercise discretion, they all think they're doing a good job because their bosses are telling them they're doing a good job.
Almost no one else tells them that they're not.
Right.
People are so afraid of the police.
Exactly.
They're afraid to tell them how they really feel about what they're doing because they know the cops could target them over it.
The organization itself is a bully.
Mm-hmm.
All government is a bully. If you look up the definition of bully, we went through this
They're
period of time.
Actually,
we went through this period of time where like society was anti-bully. Remember all this propaganda?
Yeah, they still are.
And everybody blah blah blah. Oh, bully! Are you being bullied? Here's how to tell what a bully is. You put all that stuff up against the organization known as the police department or the organization known as government, and the definition applies. Government is the largest bully on the face of the planet.
That's
Yet
true.
Somehow this escapes everybody's purview.
Right. Oh, because you voted for them. Therefore, now they're not bullies. It's ridiculous.
I don't see how anybody can believe that.
So, we're going to continue here. You're welcome to join us, but we'd prefer to actually have a conversation. And that was what was nice about Larry's call was, we could say a thing, he could respond, we could respond, so on and so forth. We actually kept him on for, I think, two full segments.
We did, yeah.
Because of that. And I would have liked to have talked to
Esther. Esther's just butthurt because some of her family happened to be employed by the police department.
Yeah. Look, cops could be good people if they were actually enforcing good laws. And if they were good people, overall, they could refuse to enforce bad laws.
Yep.
They could do that. Or coming up, Free Talk Live. The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Perhaps you're trying to figure out what part of New Hampshire should be your destination. If so, consider Keene. You'll find more than 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. Keene is famous for its historic, publicity-generating activism, as well as being the liberty media capital of the world. It's home to freekeene.com, New Hampshire's destination for liberty activism, news, and opinion. For years, we've been compiling over 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com, where you'll learn about some of what's happening here and what makes Keene a great place to live. If you love liberty, you'll probably enjoy anywhere you end up in the Shire. But do your due diligence first. Please visit move.freekeene.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeene.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.